podcast for Wednesday, August the 19th. Thank you so much for tuning in today. My name is Eddie Lindenstein, and I, of course, am the host of the Mind and Fitness podcast for almost three straight years running. How cool is that? As always, I want to make sure that I thank the patrons of the podcast. So if you go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness podcast, and you feel like contributing an amount, you get some value out of this podcast, you feel as if it is doing good for humanity, basically, and you would like to contribute and be part of it, please consider going there. Helps keep the lights on, helps pay for the publishing fees, the email, the podcast hosting service, and then, you know, to be honest, the time. There is a lot of time that goes into this podcast. So let me start out by thanking Kim and Barb and Arnie and Helen, Brian, Casey, Julie, Ross, Christina, Jenny, Eddie, Jennifer, Anthony, Chad, Victoria, Mike, Michael, Ashley, Francisco, Tony, and new, since the last episode aired, I think, Kelly, and then Alyssa. Welcome back. So Alyssa was a past Patreon member, past patron, leave it, and I'll explain who I'm talking to in a second, leave it. Alyssa was a past patron member, had left, told me that she would be back, and here she is. She's back contributing again. So thank you so much for coming back, Alyssa. The one who I had just said, leave it to. So we got a brand new puppy. COVID puppies are all the rage right now, if you didn't know. But essentially, there's no other time in probably in our lives that we'll be home as much as we're going to be home over the next few weeks, and so or a few months, rather. So we had been looking for puppies, and adoptions were so tough to come by, but eventually we landed on a nine-week-old puppy named Lucy, and we named her, and we were bouncing around with some names, and then Zoe called her Lulu, and it totally just... Yep, that's definitely got to be the name. So she's nibbling at my microphone, nibbling at my cords, and so telling her no. If you're curious about what Lucy looks like and what she is like, I have a lot over on my Instagram, and that is the handle at Eddie Lindenstein. I don't do a ton about the podcast. I always post when there's a new episode. It's mostly my personal life stuff, but feel free to head on over there as well. And then actually on Patreon, by the time you hear this, I will have posted a video of her introducing her to all the patrons of the podcast. So if you feel like becoming a patron, you'll get to see Lucy up close and personal at my in the podcast studio, basically, today. So today's episode, there is this overwhelming theme, and it's one thing that I have really observed a lot playing the armchair quarterback, if you will, and I observe it a ton, and it's chicken or the egg. So a lot of times I'll observe people in my personal circle, so friends or family members that I know that seem to have a lot of pain type issues, and me trying to determine, you know, in all my years doing this podcast and all my talking to experts about it and all my book reading and studying and all this, what are some really common personality traits? And Dr. Sarno and among others, leave it, discuss those quite a bit. But what sort of things do I identify as something that is quite frequent in this sort of thing, in this leave it? I'm so sorry. In this syndrome. And a lot of it is... victimhood is, I guess, what I'll call it, being a victim and playing a victim. And so think about people that you know, particularly if you're somebody that has overcome this stuff, how often in your life in the past you will have identified yourself as a victim in some way. This person wronged me. This situation is so unfair. And you really then... Part of usually what happens right after that you've determined that something is unfair, is that you kind of go over and have this fake argument in your head over and over and over about something that somebody did to wrong you. And so I've really started to notice it a lot, that the people that I know that I hear from on a regular basis about their different pain issues, and a lot of these are friends of mine that probably don't listen to this, and I'll give them my advice. And a lot of times they don't take my advice wholeheartedly. You know, they may partially believe and things like that. But you and I both know that this is the kind of thing where either you're all in or you're not. It is brain science, and you have to really apply some principles to the whole thing. And so these are people that it's very much a woe is me type of an attitude. And so I think that sometimes what happens is that people love an underdog story, right? So for a long time, I saw myself in the business world as somewhat of an underdog, and I would, it was always working from underneath, because who doesn't love a great triumph story, right? If, as a matter of fact, when my pain really got super bad was in the summer to the end of 2016. And then, you know, 2017, particularly the first half, was just, I mean, it was miserable. But the end of 2016, I'd been on such a run for so many years on my sales team, and that I was really struggling in the first part of 2016. And ultimately, I'm making a comeback story as the year trumps on. And I am the victim of a lot of different circumstances. That's kind of how I framed it to the outside world and how I framed it to myself. And so I think then I started seeing this synonymous, basically, that me working from underneath or me being an underdog really aligns super well with being a victim of some kind of a circumstance. It could be that a customer of mine decided not to buy what it was that I was selling them, or that they didn't sign the contract when they said they would, or, you know, a variety of things, put it out there. But it, again, it's just me being a victim in some kind of ways. And at the time, I was also being a victim of my shoulder injury. You know, I was being a victim of not being able to participate in my sport anymore. I was a victim of not being able to compete. I was a victim with other things that were happening in my career and my life at the time. I was a victim of the fact that I had a 2-year-old daughter that had a lot of needs and things that, you know, she's starting to develop an opinion, much as my 2-year-old now, Audrey, is starting to have. And so at the time, the way that I would have reacted to these things is really bottle it up, but then also explain to people about how I was victim of this, victim of that. Things are happening to me. And there was a phrase and a quote that I had said a few months ago on this podcast that when you can get to a point of, it's not things are happening to me, but that things are just happening, is usually when you start getting into the power seat. But that piece sounds a lot easier to say than it is actually to execute. And so I would say the first thing that you can do, if you're listening to this and you're in some kind of pain or discomfort in some kind of way, see if you can stop yourself throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, and actually identify when you have placed yourself in the role of a victim at some point in time. So there's a few different ways that you can do this, but a lot of it just has to come down with being able to catch yourself in the moment when you're feeling like a victim. And this would be a really good exercise. You know, one thing that you could definitely do is when you start to feel your pain amp up, your headache, your back, whatever, kind of do a little bit of a personal scan and think about the last 24 to 48 to maybe 72 hours, maybe even the last week. What situation or situations, more likely plural, have you thought about in which you have felt that you were a victim of something? And then I want you to think a little bit further about that and say, am I really a victim? Did something really happen to me? Or are things just happening? Let me give you some examples of things that happened to you that certainly are not just you being a victim. You're sitting in your front room at your house, your living room, and bullets start straying through your window on a random drive-by shooting in which you don't know the person who did it, and this happened. You are a sexual assault victim where somebody had attacked you. You come back to your car. You've been inside of a grocery store. You come back to your car, and it has been run into, and the person has left and not left a note, right? All these things are things that happen that you don't have control over, that certainly you have every single right to have an issue with. But the majority of the time, it tends to be people thinking about other types of circumstances, like the ones that I gave earlier, where it's a customer not returning a contract to me. How dare they wrong me? And there's a variety of things. Again, my 2-year-old, how dare they act that way? They're treating me bad. This is terrible for me, and poor me, woe is me, all that. It's so hard to actually be able to get to a place of where you can think about these kind of things on your own and sort of where is it that I was wronged, and be able to admit that this is more a product of your own interpretation and it's things that just happened. Again, it's not the easiest thing in the world. It's very, very tough. But there's going to be a lot of power and a lot of control that you will have by being able to admit those kind of things, that ultimately it wasn't something that happened to you. It was just something that just happened. So that's what I'm going to urge you to do. Is to give some serious thought to that. This is a fairly short podcast today. I'm dealing with a new puppy, but one of the really cool things, let's take a peek at this. So I've got 3 interviews that are already in the hopper that have already been recorded that are ready to air. You'll hear the first one of those next week. But I have, let's see what we've got coming up. I've got a podcast interview this Friday with a returning guest, and I'll leave it at that. I've got a podcast interview next Wednesday. Who's this one with? This is somebody that's brand new that's happening next Wednesday. I've got another podcast interview happening. Where's the next one? Friday, September the 18th. So now we're getting into basically a month away of ones that are booked out. I think that's actually it that's on the schedule for right now. So with that being said, if you're listening to this podcast and you feel you have a great story to tell, whether you're a practitioner or whether you are somebody that has overcome chronic pain in some way, I would love to hear from you. I got an email from Preetha, who I know is a listener, that I need to return. And yes, I absolutely want to interview you about your experience on overcoming this stuff. So thank you all again so much for the support. Go check out Instagram at Eddie Lindenstein if you want to see Lucy, Lulu, or hop over to Patreon and check her out there for yourself. For the patrons of the show, they're going to get to see a cool video. So again, this has been the Mind Effects Podcast. Thank you so much for all of your support. Take care.